This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back to Enterprise Biz Bytes. I'm Rich Bradbury.
Arvini Viraj.
It's Monday the 14th of June. We're almost into our final story of the day. So this is a piece that was picked up by the New York Times, and facing vaccine shortages, Canada's Immunisation Advisory Body is recommending that some Canadians follow up their AstraZeneca shots with a different vaccine on the second dose. So what they're looking at is that the National Advisory Committee on Immunisation said last week that people who had received a first dose of the AstraZeneca vaccine could be given either the Pfizer-BioNTech or Moderna vaccine as their second dose. It also said that the Pfizer and Moderna vaccines could be used interchangeably, although it recommended sticking with a single brand when possible. While Canada's healthcare system has generally been efficient in dispensing shots, no vaccines are manufactured in the country, and larger shipments did not begin arriving until the past several weeks. To ensure that the government, the maximum number of Canadians have some protection, Canada focused on getting at least one dose to as many people as possible. While 62% of Canadian adults have been given at least one shot, only 5.7% are fully vaccinated.
Mm-hmm. And just adding on to that, the advisory panel's recommendation came as many provinces are starting to ramp up second doses, and it may resolve a potential headache. Most of the increased shipments of vaccine have come from Pfizer, while supplies of the Moderna and AstraZeneca vaccines have been in much shorter supply. And the ability to substitute Pfizer's vaccine for second doses eliminates concerns about limited supplies. The advisory panel said that its recommendation followed similar advice from Denmark, Finland, France, Germany, Norway, Spain and Sweden, so a bunch of them. It also reiterated that several studies have shown also that mixing vaccines is safe and effective. So seven of Canada's 10 provinces whose healthcare systems have performed the vaccinations have said they will allow people to change course between doses.
You've been reading a little bit around this topic, right?
Yeah. So sometime last week, I saw that a couple of countries were doing it, that they want to mix up the vaccines. And there's something about efficacy as well. And I don't know how far this study is true, but they said that mixing the vaccines will give like a high efficacy or create more antibodies. But none of that is mentioned in this piece by the New York Times. So just going by this piece alone, it seems that they are more than okay with it. Like it works 100%, which is a very interesting find if you compare this to what was said maybe 6 to 8 months ago.
Right?
Yeah.
Are they saying that the efficacy is better if it's like an mRNA vaccine and then followed up by a inactivated vaccine?
So from what I read, they said that if the first one is an AstraZeneca, so an adenovirus, or even an inactivated, and the second one is an mRNA, it still works as well or slightly better. But again, there's no way to actually back this up other than that study or that one article that I read. And there's no other scenario that says mRNA first and then adeno or vector after. So I don't know. But again, there's no details given in this article specifically.
So then the whole thing that we discussed last week or the week before when we were talking about vaccine passports as well.
Yeah.
When you turn up to a country and you're like, oh, I've been vaccinated by Pfizer or I've been vaccinated by Astra. Now it's like, well, you know, I'm a you know,
I've got this Roja.
I've had a bit of a Roja. You know, I've been having a bit of a cocktail. So I don't know how that's going to confuse a lot of kind of borders, I'd imagine. You know?
Yeah.
So things are going to have to change there as well, for sure.
It's going to have to change. Also, it's quite interesting because this came out of necessity.
Yeah.
It's a supply problem, they mentioned. So they were Canada specifically was waiting for AstraZeneca, couldn't get enough supply. They want to give everyone the second dose, you know, to vaccinate more people. So I think they've gone into studies and said that you can vaccinate with something else. You don't have to rely purely on the same vaccine that you took. I don't know how many other countries are going to have the same problem because there is a supply issue in some parts.
Yeah.
And if they start to mix and match, is that going to create a solution or is that going to create a problem, you think?
It's giving me a headache just talking about it. So, you know, the people that are trying to organize this, it must be an absolute nightmare for them.
Yeah.
You know, anyway. But that's where we are, folks. We've come to the end of our stories. You know, we've got to wrap up for the day, but we started off with that story.
So we spoke about how an expert suggests that microsteps are easy to do and necessary when shifting gears in life.
And then we spoke about how Malaysia are not developing just one, but two potential vaccines.
And then we finish by saying that some countries are mixing vaccines to make this vaccine cocktail.
All right, that's us at the end of the show. Of course, we'll be back same time, same place tomorrow. If you missed any part of the show, don't forget you can download the podcast wherever you normally get it from. We recommend you use the BFM app. It's available in the Apple App Store or Google Play. Coming up after the 1 o'clock news, it is, of course, the Breakfast Grill replay. With around 700 German companies operating in Malaysia, it's not surprising that we are Germany's largest trading partner in ASEAN. But will we lose that title, and what more should we do to ensure that bilateral trade grows between both countries? Daniel Birnbeck, CEO of the Malaysian German Chamber of Commerce and Industry, joined the Breakfast Grill to talk to them about Malaysia-German trade relations and more. That's all coming up after the 1 o'clock news. Take us up there, a bit of Janis Joplin with Cry Baby here on BFM 89.9, the business station.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.